the contested debut, who really brought Irish coffee to America. The year is 1951. The air in San Francisco crackles not just with the usual Pacific fog, but with a new, intoxicating aroma. It's a scent that would soon weave itself into the fabric of American cafe culture. The rich, dark, and comforting embrace of Irish coffee. But where did this beloved concoction first grace American shores, and more importantly, who deserves the credit? The story, as it often does with beloved classics, is steeped in a delightful blend of fact, myth, and a dash of good old-fashioned rivalry. For decades, two distinct narratives have vied for the title of the definitive, first, introduction of Irish coffee to the United States. On one side stands Stanton de Laplane, a renowned travel writer for the San Francisco Chronicle. On the other, Joe Sheridan, the proprietor of the original Shannon Airport restaurant in Foynes, Ireland. The Foynes origin story, a taste of necessity. The tale of Joe Sheridan and the Shannon Airport begins much earlier, in the late 1930s and early 1940s. Foynes, then the busiest international airport in Europe, was a crucial stopover for transatlantic flights. The weather, however, was notoriously fickle. On a particularly brutal night in 1943, a Pan Am clipper was forced to turn back to Foynes due to a storm. The passengers, chilled to the bone and utterly dejected, arrived at the airport restaurant seeking solace. Joe Sheridan, ever the resourceful restaurateur, decided to warm their spirits with something special. He brewed strong, hot coffee, added a generous measure of Irish whiskey, and topped it with a thick layer of lightly whipped cream. When a grateful passenger, after his first sip, asked, "Is this coffee from Brazil?" Sheridan famously replied, "No, that was an Irish coffee." This creation was not merely a drink, it was an experience, a beacon of warmth against the harsh Atlantic elements. It quickly became a staple at Shannon Airport, a comforting ritual for weary travelers. Sheridan himself later moved to North America, continuing his craft in New York and eventually in San Francisco, purportedly bringing his famous recipe with him. The San Francisco claim, a travel writer's discovery. Meanwhile, across the Atlantic, Stanton de Laplane, the syndicated San Francisco Chronicle columnist, was on a culinary quest. He was known for his discerning palate and his knack for discovering unique dishes and drinks. In 1951, de Laplane traveled to Ireland and, by his own account, stumbled upon the magic of Irish coffee at Shannon Airport. He was apparently so impressed that he penned a column about it, detailing the drink's preparation and its delightful effect. Returning to San Francisco, de Laplane then allegedly shared his discovery with his friend, Jack Copler, the owner of the Buena Vista Cafe. Copler, intrigued, attempted to replicate the drink, but struggled to get the cream to float properly. Legend has it that de Laplane, with his vivid descriptions, helped Copler perfect the recipe, leading to the Buena Vista Cafe's grand unveiling of Irish coffee on November 10, 1952. The cafe has claimed this date as its own, becoming a legendary destination for Irish coffee enthusiasts. The brewing controversy, who gets the cream? So, who holds the true claim to America's first Irish coffee? The evidence is compelling for both sides, yet the timelines present a puzzle. Joe Sheridan's creation at Foynes predates de Laplane's encounter by nearly a decade. Sheridan's own relocation to the United States with his recipe offers a direct line of transmission. However, the widely documented and celebrated introduction of Irish coffee to American public consciousness is often attributed to the Buena Vista Cafe in 1952, a story heavily influenced by Stanton de Laplane's reporting and Copler's subsequent efforts. Some historians suggest that Sheridan, after moving to San Francisco, may have worked with Copler and de Laplane to popularize the drink. Others believe de Laplane's column was the catalyst that truly sparked widespread interest, even if Sheridan had introduced it earlier on a smaller scale or through personal connections. The cream, famously, was the sticking point. Achieving that perfect, floating layer of unsweetened whipped cream atop the hot, boozy coffee was an art form. Sheridan's original method involved a secret touch, and Copler's initial failures highlight the difficulty in replicating it. It was only after considerable experimentation, reportedly with de Lapline's guidance, that the Buena Vista Cafe mastered the technique. A legacy of warmth and debate. Regardless of who poured the very first one on American soil, the impact of Irish coffee is undeniable. It became a symbol of comfort, a sophisticated yet accessible treat that found its way into bars and homes across the nation. Its introduction marked a moment when international flavors began to more deeply permeate American culinary landscapes, particularly in the post-war era, where a taste of Europe offered a sense of global connection and refined indulgence. The debate over its American debut continues to simmer, much like the drink itself. Was it Sheridan's direct import, heralded by de Lapline? Or was it de Lapline's rediscovery and subsequent popularization at the Buena Vista, building on Sheridan's original inspiration? The truth likely lies in a complex interplay of these narratives. What remains undisputed is the enduring appeal of this simple, yet profound, blend of coffee, whiskey, and cream, a testament to the power of a good drink to warm the body and soul and to spark a lively historical discussion. Today, the Buena Vista Cafe in San Francisco proudly serves thousands of Irish coffees daily, a living monument to this beloved beverage. And while the precise moment of its American arrival may be contested, the warmth and joy it brings are universally celebrated.